Rams Nation, Danny Kloppinger here with your new safeties coach for the LA Rams, Ejiro Evero. And you grew up in Rancho Cucamonga, California. You're back in Southern California. Have you pinched yourself yet that you get to work in your hometown?
Yeah, I have. I mean, it's really exciting. And the best thing about it is last year I moved to Green Bay, coached there, and I met my future wife, my current fiance. I moved her out to Green Bay. She's originally from California. And so I think she's probably more excited than I am, and her family's definitely more excited than we are. So everyone's just happy we're back on the West Coast. So
she's happy she made the right decision. Yes. Now that she's coming back out to SoCal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's so awesome. Yeah. When you were talking to McVay, why did you want to work for him? And when you were pitching yourself a little bit, because I know that's a part of it, why did you tell him that you were the right guy for the job?
Well, I've known Sean for about 8 years now. So, we have a good relationship. We're good friends. But the thing he told me as soon as he got the job, like, hey, look, man, you're my boy. You know, I love you. You're great. But we're not doing any favors here. This isn't a charity. We need to bring the best people in here, you know. And I'm like, hey, that's exactly what I want. I don't want any favors. I want to come in there because I could get the job done. And I'm going to be the best guy for the job. And so that was a starting point. So that was exciting. And, just being around Coach McVay, you know, you see his energy, you see his intensity, you see his compassion and his ability to work with people, and also how good a football coach he is. You know, how great he is with his X's and O's. And people are going to talk about his age. You know, that's always going to be a big story. But at the end of the day, I'm like, this is a guy that I want to get around because I think this guy could take a team that I think has a lot of talent to the next level. So.
What are sort of the identities you like to look for in someone that's going to play for you?
But, you know, I just want our guys to be tough and competitive, you know. And I want just maximum effort, you know. And you look at some of the guys we have, you know, I think they have a good pedigree in terms of the way they play and their play style. And that was the one thing that I always thought I prided myself in. It's like, okay, I might not be the fastest guy, but I'm going to play as hard as I can, and I'm going to be as physical as I can. And I'd like to see our guys do that.